You are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. In this podcast, we discover what it means to have real support around you and what you're doing. A lot of entrepreneurs starting out really don't know where to get and where to find support. Starting off a business by yourself can be a little lonely. I'm going to share 5 steps that you can use daily to get the support that you really need. Let's get into it with episode 10, Reboot Your Support System. On this session, we're going to be talking about what happens when you're an entrepreneur and you get no support. That means that, you know, your partner doesn't understand you, your friend is not getting you, coworkers are looking at you sideways because you keep saying that you're actually going to go out on your own. Just all of that. And by the way, you're starting your business online and you have nobody to tap into. Sound familiar? This might be you. It definitely was me about 5 years ago. I started thinking about leaving a company that pretty much had a glass ceiling. Like, I went as far as I can go, and it was depressing because I really contributed, like, huge, copious amounts of my time. My lifestyle was completely surrounded by a business that really didn't appreciate me, but I loved being a part of a startup. And I was, at the end of my corporate career, I love hooking up and being a part of startups. And from the ground up, building some sort of momentum, getting sales, getting the marketing down, all of that. And the one that was like a divorce, you know what I mean? Like, you're breaking up with a company, and it was tough because I felt like it was a one-sided loyalty thing. And I did so much for this. I was working weekends, taking calls anytime I came in, really committing myself. And I realized as the company was shifting, really it was shifting without me, I wanted to continue this sort of enthusiasm, and I wanted to start my own thing. I had no idea what it was. I had ideas of what I'd like it to be, but certainly I wasn't going to launch any product. I didn't know what it was going to look like, but I knew this. I knew it was going to be successful. I knew it was going to be really, really amazing to be around, and I would be so excited. Just as I was excited with startups, I would be that same sort of enthusiastic person when I would, you know, punch in my own clock and start working for me. That's the basis of what I started with. I really didn't have anything other than, you know, gumption. I had nothing. So as I'm doing this and thinking how brilliant it is, I literally have this smile on my face. And, coworkers weren't digging what I was talking about, starting my own business, especially if I didn't have any clear sense of what that was just yet. I couldn't really talk to friends because my best friend is a corporate America girl. She was involved with a Fortune 500 company, and she looked a bit sideways, but, she's still enthusiastic in a way that it excited me, and she could see that, but she wasn't able to really relate, so I couldn't really get support there. At the time, I was going through a divorce to add more turmoil to it. I didn't have a steady partner in my life. I was dating a lot. I was figuring things out. My family has no idea or hasn't experienced what being an entrepreneur means. I didn't come from a background where you were entrepreneurial. It was great to get a steady job and stick with it. Stick with it for 10, 20 years. My dad worked for the Xerox Corporation, and he started when I was 1 year old. So that would be, he's still working with Xerox. That's 42 years with the company. So that's a long time. So that's the kind of background I came with. You stick with a company, you stay with it. So I was kind of the black sheep
in the family, because I think my longest standing job with corporate was about nine years. And that was with Nordstrom. And then I went ahead and started hopping around in these really exciting startup companies that I was just talking about. So what do you do when you have all of this going on in your life? There's a lot of uncertainty. There's definitely a gumption plan, but you don't really know what to start with. Well, what I do and what I actually developed was for my clients, even though people are coming into me saying, you know what, I have a clear business plan on exactly what I want to do, and then I take them through this process where I'm going to go with you right now to see if any of this sort of resonates. It will help you filter out what's important going forward and seeing if this sort of decision is right for you. Now, there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there that say they just quit their job and just jumped in. And you know what? Good on them. I think it's great. I think I was sort of pressed to do it because my first well, the job that I left really gave me a pink slip. I jumped into another corporate job immediately, but as a consultant. So what I would say is the more stable you are emotionally, financially, that's the time to really start to develop your business. It's okay, and there's no shame for you to have a what's called a bridge job. A lot of people say where you have something there to, you know, use financially to go ahead and get to your plan. Your A game is when you're comfortable, you're able to do your A game. So that's definitely advice. Now, there was a part where I did let go, and I started like almost like you push the bird out of the nest and you make sure they fly. So for me, anyway, I'm the kind of person that does really well under pressure. So I'm the kind of person that actually steps up when things are really rough. So I knew that I had to kind of pull the rug underneath me for me to really fly. So I left corporate America and started my business with a few clients in my pocket, and I started going forward. And it was a pretty scary thing. It really was, and it was something that I really wanted to do, and it was really important for me. And I continued on and just creating and sketching what I thought would be a really good business model in the first year. And I will say the cool thing about having a business model, being the CEO of your company, is that you're able to change it on the fly. So as I saw things sort of develop, I realized, you know what, I don't really want to work as a social media consultant. I don't like that. I don't like arguing with clients trying to make them see my point. And I don't like proving, this is back in like 2011, that social media is where it's at. And the, you know, the new 1-800 number is on Twitter. It's on Facebook. I didn't want to go through that whole spiel. It was agonizing. There was a lot of arguments. And I started to change the game. I started to change a little bit of what I was all about. The cool thing was is that I knew enough to start off a blog on my ideology. And that's where socialglobalgrind.com really helped me. It also helped me with SEO, because the longer I had it, the more postings I had on it, and I'm easily searchable. If you type in my name, it's going to I definitely own that first page, predominantly, you know, my name. I'm competing with two other Francesca Alexanders. One is a UK stylist, the hairdresser, and the other one is a folklorist who's dead. I think he died in 1880 or something like that. But, you know, it was great because I was, you know, starting the whole process and really going into what it meant and defined my brand. And now I have a clearer sense of what I want to do. And, you know, one of the first things that I would recommend for people that are not getting support is that you have to have a lot of strong values and a huge belief system. And this is the hardest thing ever, but for yourself. So what I would do a lot of the time when I would represent myself, and I used to be a makeup artist in Los Angeles, and I would go to all these networking events, the first thing I learned to do is to just stop, you know, shaking in the corner of a huge networking ballroom is I started repping Francesca. I know this sounds weird, but I actually didn't speak in the third person about myself, but I definitely started speaking about my features and benefits to a lot of people with enthusiasm, just like I used to with other products. And it was actually, I was a product. I was the person. I knew when I'm fired up, I present amazing work that not only grabs your attention, but really reels you in into getting clients that are loyal clients. And that's something that's been proven with every client I've ever had, whether it's been on a retail floor or a marketing client. It's pretty much how it goes. So I know that much. I know for sure that I could count on myself. So that is one other, you know, the number two thing that I would, you know, really start thinking about how you're reliable for you. And that means sometimes that I have to schedule my whole week. So I'm reliable. I show up. I'm accountable for tasks that are out. Especially in the beginning, I was it. I was not the virtual team person that I am now. Like, I have a huge virtual team. I actually teach a course on it at Hustle & Glow, virtual team, hustleandglow.com/virtual-team, and then backslash. If you want to check it out, it will be up very shortly, very soon. Really excited about it. But, you know, I teach how to build teams. And this is just before that. I would do everything by myself. And quite honestly, I had said before it was a quality thing, but it really was a control issue. And that control issue really backfired because as I was easily doing 10 to 12 hours a day, I was missing the point. I was a grunt person in my own company. I was uploading Hootsuite for an hour. I was uploading Hootsuite for clients. I was 5 hours on a Sunday uploading Hootsuite isn't fun. So I started realizing, hey, maybe I should try a virtual assistant. And then that ideology of having a team really started to come together. But, you know, believing in yourself, and number three, as you can tell, is finding support. Finding the support and create the support that you need around your team. Now, the cool thing about getting a virtual team is after training, my average payout per week for my virtual team is about $20, $20 to $30. Right now, I will share, last week it was $80. And get this, this is what I got done last week. I got three new trainees trained up to work on my team. I have now a five-member membership website team, and I have one person put up my new AMP membership website all in 3 to 4 days, and it cost me $80. That's crazy. See, we all know how much web people, web designers, will charge you. And you know what? I'm not putting any web designers down because I got an amazing web designer who I'm actually going to be interviewing soon. She's amazing, and she set up my hustleandglow.com membership website. She was absolutely everything I needed and worth every penny. However, when you want to grow and scale your business and you have a budget, ideally getting a virtual team is great for you. Whether it's the small thing, maybe you're launching a product, and maybe you're going to be doing all of this on a shoestring budget, because you can launch a product without a membership website. I did that last year, a very successful program. I had a Hustle & Glow mentorship program, and all I used was MailChimp, and it was very successful, and it had a huge profit margin, and I didn't even, you know, expect. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways. So you're going to have, so we're at, you know, number three, support. Number four is, you know, think outside the box. You don't have to put out an arm and a leg. You don't have to hire a copywriter. You don't have to do, you know, hire that designer. You don't have to do any of that. Just think, I think this is where my background really, really benefits me, because I come from an urban background where, you didn't have, you weren't given a lot of opportunity or even given a lot of resources. So the cool thing about that is that you're able to adjust and cajole and move things around just to get it done. So I was very, it was very easy for me to find free tools online, things that worked that were free. And a lot of my app membership people know this. Like they only spend $37 a month for a DIY version of the mentorship program. And all I do is share free tools because I'm a big believer, especially when you're in your first, you know, couple of years in business. I mean, I don't want to venture to like the first 5 years of business. You want to keep costs down as you're growing your business. You need to really take in those profits and start paying yourself. So, you know, I would say the first 5 years at least. For me, some of the free tools that I use, it probably will be ubiquitous, and I will always be using them because of that good. And I share all of these resources on my website for sure, and I will give you some more information. And, you know, if you're signed up for iTunes and get this podcast, keep subscribing because I will be sharing this for free all year long. So going back to number four, so four is finding a way, finding the support you need, and doing it for free. Don't feel like you have to spend out of pocket to get a type of a high-quality, high-end product. Now, if you go to socialglobalgrind.com, you'll be able to see my website. All of that is self-funded, and I purposely now, even though that, you know, I'm very grateful that my company turned a profit, I still have that fire in me to do things that are on a shoestring budget, that are free, that I use tools and resources that I source myself because I want to be able to teach that to other entrepreneurs. And if you're in your first year of business, I want to even out the playing field for somebody that's been in the business in your particular market, that, you know, the same marketplace that you're working in. I want to even out that playing field, you, your first year, versus somebody that's been online for 6 or 7 years. Or maybe you have a brick-and-mortar location and you've been so busy, you haven't been able to translate that to an online store. What's the easiest way to do that? So you want to be able to have some tools and references on how to do that at a really low cost. Again, cost is everything. The profit margin should be valued, and the expenditure of your budget should be very minimal. That's definitely, you know, cover number four. I am, wouldn't say cheap, because I do like the good things in life, but I will say, I don't even think frugal is it. I want to say consciously aware of expenses is probably more of a good definition for where I'm going with it. Just being conscious and really putting the intention behind my business to grow abundantly and rapidly. Because what I am finding now is that growing my team, I have a connection with my team, and I want to make money so I can pay them more. And without getting too emotional, I think that my virtual staff is amazing. I will say that my virtual management team is all women, and they're flipping amazing. They're not in the country. They're outside of the country, and they're doing this. They have lives that they lead, and, you know, we all have different types of stories for sure, but the more that I find out about them, the more I have a personal connection with them. And wouldn't it be great to just surprise bonus these people when they do really good work? And that's what it's all about because, you know, money is energy. And that exchange is very powerful. Not only is it powerful with my clients, but it's so powerful when it comes to somebody you're working with. I consider them colleagues. Although they do work for me, they're my freelancers, I just have the utmost respect for them. They're just amazing. And you can get the theme of, well, very similar, not my theme. You can develop a similar team that you're extremely, you know, happy with and that you're in love with. And that's so cool. And, you know, part of the AMP program is that we show you exactly how to do that. It doesn't take as long as you think it might either, which is pretty cool. Number five. So number five, what do you do when you are not getting any support from family or friends or loved ones? What do you do? My favorite all-time quote when I think about this is Marianne Williamson. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not Marianne Williamson. It's Cheryl Richardson, and she says, don't go to the hardware store for milk. Think about that. Isn't that amazing? Like, it's so simplified, but I get it. Like, I totally get it. Okay, so I'm not going to go to somebody that doesn't get me, but maybe what I do is I join a community or a mastermind program with other entrepreneurs. So this is a trick. It can be very difficult to go in blindly into with other people that have been in the business for a while, and if you're new, there's going to be a bit of a disconnect. So I would say whatever level you are in your business, try to, you know, hobnob with the same level that you're currently experiencing now. So the great thing is that you can bounce off ideas with each other. You can figure things out with each other if you need to. Build a community. There is communities. Actually, I have a free community if you guys want to join. It is, if you go into my website on socialglobalgrind.com, you will see there is a Facebook group. There's just for entrepreneurs, and it's so great because they bounce off ideas. A couple of people actually have even sourced out web designers, other practitioners, like wellness practitioners to get help on stuff that they need. And because we're all stressed out, let's face it, if you're an entrepreneur, you are stressed out and you might need some, you know, a wonderful wellness provider that will help you. Like if somebody can send me some good vibes Reiki right now over this podcast, I really appreciate it. You know what I mean? But it's anything that you can source out and find, you know, a lot of people are there hanging out, waiting to meet you. So definitely check it out. So what you want to do is you want to go and find the people, the groups that are really most likely going to benefit with you. It's something that you can shoot an email out to, somebody that you can trust. You know, if you had a, maybe there's, you know, there's so many different ones out there. I'm not going to go and list everything out, but if you Google them or you check out my website, you'll be able to find the right group that you can kind of mingle in and get some good feedback and get the support that you really need. So also, too, just like a bonus number six here, self-care. Self-care is so important. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the verge of being sick just so my body can take a day off. Does that sound familiar? You know, it could be, you could be a single mother doing everything. And as soon as the kids are, you know, put to bed, dinner done, you know, homework done, all of that. Now it's up close to 11 p.m. and now you can work. Like, how real is that for some of you? It's pretty stressful. If you're not getting any sleep, if you are not punching in 8 hours of sleep a night, it's going to take a toll. And I don't care how old you are. I used to be able to do that a lot. And then some really, you know, you can have some health challenges that might come up. And you don't want that. You want to go hard. You want to go strong. First thing you need to do is you need to take care of yourself. It is not a sprint. It is definitely a marathon. So think about all of the good things in self-care. If you need a spa day, if you need to just go and hike outside for an hour, I encourage dance breaks, quick 20, 30-minute walks around the neighborhood. That really gets you back in your head, and you can get and defunk all of the stress that happens, and then, you know, hit it again. I definitely believe in breaks. sometimes you might be able to just to hit 2 hours and then, you know, leave for 3 hours and then go back to it. It's not a regular job. Entrepreneurs don't have a regular job where it's 9 to 5. You have to take the time out to really breathe and stretch and feel good about what you're doing. Because if you don't feel good about what you're doing, there is no way that launch that you're going to plan is going to be successful. You have to get behind you. Do everything and anything it takes to support yourself through this. And for, I mean, seriously, if you don't take anything away from this, take this away. Be kind to yourself. Don't start yelling at yourself because you're not getting the technical side of it. Be kind, be gentle, be true, and stand by your truth.
I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. If you feel inspired, go right now to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up for the free newsletter. There I have tips for every entrepreneur at every stage of their business. I hope to connect and see you there soon. Bye for now.